Just another question on this RFID chip. Would you say it will be a moral choice if this chip will be enforced on people or forced on people to take it?
That is a good question. Was it a moral choice when you received a bank card?
No.
It wasn't a moral choice. So it depends on what the moral issue is regarding this chip. It probably can encroach on moral issues if your personal privacy is eroded as a consequence. But as we know, even with a card, your private issues can be eroded.
Yes.
So, well, I think that people will resist a chip of that nature, although many countries have already, to some degree, introduced it.
Yes.
And I don't think it is a moral issue if it entails just how you access buying or selling, or because of a cashless society or any one of those, any more than a credit card would be a moral issue. If there are other issues involved, then it might become a moral issue. But if it's just banking and accessing accounts, then I don't think it is a moral issue. Although in the philosophy out there, of course, it becomes a moral issue. But then the bank account and the accessing of the bank account becomes the moral denominator rather than the word of God.
Yes. I see the same also on another question that we had in the comments before, like we used in one of the episodes, the Apple computers. Can you...
Was there a comment? You told me about a comment that why were we using Apple computers? Well, you know, we are living in the world. But that doesn't mean that we should be of the world. Now, who controls the industries of the world? It is the mega corporations. And who controls the mega corporations? Well, according to the scripture, Babylon controls the mega corporations. So there is a connection between the religious and the economic world. And we've had many lectures in the past on that issue, but you know, people would have to go through the entire Total Onslaught series to pick up those connections. But maybe they have time now.
They have, to, I'm sure.
I will put
that also in the comments below.
Yeah, the Total Onslaught series is a very old series, but in a sense it is timeless.
Definitely.
Because the issues remain exactly the same. I might have three more hairs than I have now when I made that series. But it might be one to watch.
Correct. Yeah, the players might also be, that you mentioned there, already replaced with new ones, but the systems still stay the same.
So regarding the Apple computers, let's have a look at any issue. If you want to be part of this world mega economic structure, then you have to be part of that system. And basically, that system, according to the scripture, is not controlled by God, but by other forces, esoteric forces. So whether I drive a motor vehicle with esoteric signs on it, whether I tank gas at a fuel station, all of them are involved in these issues. For example, if you take some of the petroleum companies, they had interesting symbols. And they've changed over the years as they've modified, but they still have esoteric connotations. I mean, one of the big companies at one stage had Pegasus, the flying horse, the god of death, as their symbol. Now, who would want to put the god of death as their symbol, right? So my philosophy is simply this. I'm in the world and I have to make use of the systems in the world. But I don't have to be roped into the esoteric or philosophies of those systems. So can I drive a car that belongs to a worldly system in order to do the Lord's work?
Definitely.
Of course I can. Can I use a computer in order to do the Lord's work? Definitely. I could also use it for ignoble means or reasons, and there are plenty of those available.
Yes.
But it is a moral choice whether I will use this product for noble purposes or ignoble purposes. And as long as I use it for noble purposes, then I can use, let's put it bluntly, the devil's equipment and the devil's money to further the Lord's work.
Amen. Thank you.